Hey there, welcome to Following the Truth. I'm Gary Zimek. Today is February the 13th. It's a Tuesday, the day before Ash Wednesday. Hey, hope you can hang out with me for the next 5 minutes as we look at the question posed by Jesus. Do you still not understand? Did you ever read a gospel passage or hear it proclaimed at Mass or maybe an Old Testament reading and say, I don't even know what the heck this means. I don't get it. I'm confused. Is that okay? Let's talk a little bit about this, and let's maybe, as we head into Lent, we are really close now, let's use this idea of maybe not understanding the scriptures as something to guide us into Lent and maybe something to think about throughout the Lenten season. Let's read the gospel from today's daily mass, Mark chapter 8, verses 14 through 21. The disciples had forgotten to bring bread, and they had only one loaf with them in the boat. Jesus enjoined them, "Watch out! Guard against the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod." They concluded among themselves that it was because they had no bread. When he became aware of this, he said to them, "Why do you conclude that it is because you have no bread? Do you not yet understand or comprehend? Are your hearts hardened? Do you have eyes and not see, ears and not hear? And do you not remember when I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000, how many wicker baskets full of fragments you picked up?" They answered, 12. "When I broke the 7 loaves for the 4,000, how many full baskets of fragments did you pick up?" They answered him, 7. And he said to them, "Do you still not understand?" Now, listen, you might think when you first hear this, like, wow, Jesus is being tough on these guys. But as you look at this more closely, what he's saying is, you have seen me do miracles. You have seen me do miracles. Do you not understand what I am all about? Do you not see that this was bigger than multiplying bread and fish? These miracles showed that I can perform miracles. These miracles show that I'm God. I'm divine. And he does mention in here, he asks this question, are your hearts hardened? And you know, again, as we go into Lent, one of the best things we can do is go in with an open heart. I talked about that on yesterday's program. We don't want to be closed-minded. We don't want to go into Lent rigid and maybe with our mind made up. You know, I'm giving up chocolate this year. I don't want to be nice to people. I'm just giving up chocolate. I'm giving up TV. I'm not going to be on the internet as much. I don't have to read the Bible. Or, you know, it's okay to pick your penance for Lent. It's a good thing. But we also want to be open to maybe what the Lord wants to, where he wants to lead you. And since we haven't officially entered into Lent yet, I think I should encourage you today to try asking the Holy Spirit. Maybe you already picked out what you're going to give up or take on for Lent. How about asking the Holy Spirit today? Holy Spirit, would you like me to change that? Is there something else you'd like me to do? Look, if God wants you to take a different path, because if he's really trying to teach you something, he's going to make it known to you. So asking him through the Holy Spirit, that's a good thing to do. And that's certainly something you might want to consider. And, you know, go into Lent with an open mind, open heart, and also don't be afraid somewhere in between. I'm not telling you give up. You know, sometimes we can all be, we can get a little, what's the word I'm looking for? We could lose our perseverance and we could just say, I'm tired. I just, you know, I've been doing this, giving up sweet things for too long. I'm just sick of it. There should be some desire, some determination to get through Lent with and hold to your resolution. But sometimes the Lord might want to change you. He might want to do something different that's going to benefit you in a better way. Be open to change during the Lenten season. If the Holy Spirit wants you to go in a different direction, he's going to let you know. But just try to be open to it, okay? Hey, thank you so much for joining me. Tomorrow, Ash Wednesday, we're going to talk about Ash Wednesday right here on the show. I hope you could join me. I also hope you have a great day. And I hope that you go into Lent tomorrow with an open mind and an open heart. I'm going to try to do that. We'll talk to you next time.